Chancellor Alamir or Chancellor Ringaizen or Chancellor Herman, we go and talk to them, talk to the contractors, builders association. That doesn't guarantee them a payment. Only thing it does is we give them an open hearing. So I'd like you to be very, very careful, guarded. Don't take the responsibility for which we don't pay you. Let other people do their job. That's one thing. Second thing, do not disclose the who are the selected contractors until this board approves the item. We got several calls. You selected on a job order contract 7 contractors to do the job order. How much in Chicago, how much effort does it take to manage 7 contractors? That's a huge effort. And I think board may want to take a look at it. We don't care who gets the contract. But board would help you to make the policy decision. So please do not disclose it. These are all confidential information until it is approved by the board. So these are the two things I want to, and that doesn't, I want to bring to your attention, that doesn't reflect any lack of confidence, anything else. Like I said, you all work very hard, and same thing on the purchase item. I commend you for doing everything you do, Michael, in your office, and the campus people do in their offices. But let's be guarded. Let's not get, you know, carried away. Take more responsibility than what we have to. Let other people who we pay a lot of money, let them do their job. Now you can give us the brief presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Chairman and members of the board, items 18 through 33 collectively represent the university's capital recommendation for today's meeting. The 16 items recommended for approval are comprised of 6 award of contracts, 2 project approvals, 3 AE selections, 2 job order contract awards, 1 contract increase, 1 project budget increase, and 1 CM contract amendment. The capital recommendation comports with all applicable state and university statute rules and regulations and has been shared and reviewed with Chairman Shaw, Trustees Carroll and Vickery. We'll go through the categories. The first category, items 18 through 23, are deferred maintenance projects. And at your desk, at your table, you should have the placemats, and we'll quickly move through this. Item 18 is award of contracts for air handling unit replacement at Morrill Hall. It's a deferred maintenance project of $1.65 million. Certificates of Participation Series 2006A is the fund source. Division 4 ventilation and air distribution work goes to King Lark Company in Decatur, Illinois for $787,000. Total award with the delegated approvals is $1,377,416. Item 19 is award contracts for sprinkler installation at the Armory in Urbana. This in 2008, the board approved a higher level protection for this heavily utilized, historically significant building. The sprinkler installation throughout the Armory will reduce the extent of possible damage and ensure safe exiting from this building in the event of fire. Project budget is $2.5 million. The source is Economic Facility Maintenance Fund Assessment Fund. Division 3 of 5 electrical work goes to Coleman Electrical Service Incorporated, Mansfield, Illinois, $506,837. Division 6 sprinkler work goes to Fire Suppression Systems Incorporated of Champaign, Illinois, $652,000. Total award is $1,158,837. Item 20, award contract for masonry repair and window replacement, College of Medicine Buildings, Chicago. This project will include repairing distressed and deteriorating masonry, tuck pointing, replacing steel, and masonry lintels. Project budget is $3,005,100. The source is Certificates of Participation Series 2007A. The division award is Division 23 Masonry Work, goes to Grove Masonry Maintenance Incorporated of Alsip, Illinois, $2,083,358, and that is the total award. Item 21 is approved project for exterior repairs and heating, ventilation, air conditioning, remediation, Phase 2 Foreign Language Building in Urbana. The foreign language building is a 117,715 gross square foot facility on the quad, and its 1970s era exterior systems are failing. Project budget is $3.5 million, deferred maintenance. The construction budget is $2.9 million. The And the fund source is the Academic Facility Maintenance Fund Assessment Fund. Item 22 is an employee architect and engineer for renovation of Douglas Hall College of Business, Chicago. This, in January 2009, the board approved the renovation of Douglas Hall College of Business project with a budget of $16,256,300. This is the next phase. We've done the same thing with Grant Hall. We've done the same thing with Lincoln Hall, total renovation of this building where we take the shell off and put the glass around it and interior work to impact the need for additional forward-thinking classrooms for the College of Business Administration. The architect that's selected was the Architects Enterprise Limited of Chicago, Illinois. It's a MAFB African American Prime firm for $1,023,020 as fixed fee and authorized reimbursable expenses estimated at $90,000. Item 23 is employee architect and engineer for renovation of Lecture Center F in Chicago. In January 2009, the board approved the renovation of Lecture Center F project with a budget of $3.2 million. We'll renovate the main corridors and four 2,000 square foot lecture rooms of Lecture Center F. The recommended A&E selection is DiStefano and Partners Limited of Chicago. The fixed fee is $190,425 and authorized reimbursable expenses estimated at $20,000 and a 35% minority participation as subs. Item 24 is employee architect and engineer for infrastructure repairs of the Illini Union in Urbana. You may recall in 2009, the board approved an Illini Union infrastructure repair program with a budget of $10 million. This is phase one of a $5 million system upgrade and will provide for the mechanical and electrical system repairs and replacements in the north building of the Illini Union and life safety alarm upgrades throughout the building. This is a life safety project. The firm that has been selected is Affiliated Engineers of Chicago. The fixed fee is $259,000. On-site observation on an hourly basis not to exceed $59,850. Warranty phase on an hourly basis not to exceed $8,750. And for authorized reimbursable expenses estimated at $10,000. And for other supplemental service on an hourly basis not to exceed $46,500. And we're now moving to other capital projects. Item 25 is award contracts for the Natural History Survey building in Urbana. In September 2007, the board approved the design of the Natural History Survey Phase 2 project that will provide offices, labs, and collection space for the Illinois Natural History Survey Botany Program and the Small Crop Science Collection. Subsequent phases will add on in addition to facilitate the Natural History Survey Zoological Collections. The current phase consists of construction of a two-story steel frame lab of approximately 22,000 gross square feet, and the fund source is state appropriated funds, institutional funds, operating budget, and gift funds. The award of Division I general work was to Associated Constructors of Bloomington, Illinois for $3,037,600. Division III heating AC temp control work, Davis Hawk Mechanical of Urbana, Illinois, for $524,000. Division V electrical work, Potter Electric, of $744,600. And the total award, including those that were awarded under delegated approval, is $4,951,375. Next item 26, is award contracts for the Illinois Fire Service Institute Learning Resource and Research Center in Urbana. In July 2007, the board approved the Illinois Fire Service Institute Learning Resource and Research Center project. The addition will expand the existing Fire Service Institute's library and will include firefighter life safety and homeland security research labs to enhance the Institute's ability to conduct human subject and product research. Division Award, Division I General Work, P.J. Hoare Incorporated, Urbana, Illinois, $3,458,000. Division III Heating Temp and AC Control Work, Reliable Plumbing and Heating Company of Savoy, Illinois, $509,015. Division V Electrical Work was Krutz Electric Incorporated of Champaign, Illinois, $1,151,800. Total award, including those divisions awarded under delegated approval, is $5,848,115. Item 27, award contracts for the job order contracting 2010 in Urbana. Job order contracting system enhances the contracting operations for repairs, minor remodeling, and new construction of the Urbana campus. The two bidders that are getting the award are F.H. Patton, S.N. Nielsen, and Associates of Chicago, Illinois, and Nogle and Black Mechanical of Urbana, Illinois. The levels are $2 million annually as a cap. And no contract can be greater than $250,000. Item 28, award contract for relocation phase two of the Pomology Research Farm in Urbana. This project is to relocate the Pomology Research Farm facilities in a site south of Windsor Road and west of the Ray Street, and was approved in June 2007. It includes extending electric, gas, water, and telecommunication lines from Lincoln Avenue, and will include site development and construction of two or three research buildings. The project budget was $1.9 million, approved under delegated authority. The fund source is the institutional funds operating budget. And the Division I General Work Award goes to Associated Constructors Company, Incorporated in Bloomington, $509,878. All contract, total award, including contracts awarded under delegated authority, $1,398,460. Item 29, award contracts for job order contract system in Chicago. Similar to the one in Urbana, we have five firms that have been recommended for approval. JMAC Associates Limited, Carroll Stream, Illinois, Micor Industries, Skokie, Illinois, Garco Enterprise Incorporated of Bellwood, Illinois, Old Veteran Construction Incorporated of Chicago, Illinois, and Lewis Jones Enterprises Incorporated of Chicago, Illinois, all are MAFB firms. Item 30 is the approved project for the next phase of the Stanley O. Eikenberry Commons Phase E and G, Residence Hall Number 2, and Forbes Hall demolition. This is the next phase of a very long multi-phase program that is replacing the six-pack that's bounded by Gregory, First, Peabody, and Fourth Street. The project budget is $78.1 million, construction budget $58,551,439. Gross square feet is 180,000, and the construction cost per gross square foot is $325.29. The source is restricted funds operating budget with anticipated reimbursement from the proceeds of a subsequent sale of auxiliary system revenue bonds. Item 31 is an increase in the contract for Oak Street Chiller Plant and Distribution System Expansion in Urbana. This is the project that is bringing both chill water and electricity to the Petascale project. On March 11, 2009, the board approved the award of contract for a project to provide the next segment, an increment of chilled water capacity at the Oak Street Chiller Plant to support the Petascale. Among the contracts awarded at the March meeting, Caldwell Tanks of Louisville, Kentucky was awarded the contract in the amount of $3,133,700 for a thermal energy storage tank. Subsequently, it's been determined that an increase in the size of the tank, originally bid, will provide significant additional energy savings. The tank capacity will be increased from 42,700 ton hours to approximately 50,000 ton hours. And the cost for this change order is $633,321. This is just going for the contract. There's no additional money going to the CM or the AE for any, there's no additional design work for them. We had a great bid on the original contract, as you may remember, and it made sense from a long-term basis to take as much capacity in the thermal tank as we can get. Item 32 is increase the project budget for the electrical and computer engineering building in Urbana. At the September 2008 Board of Trustees meeting, the board approved the capital budget request for fiscal year 2010, which included $42 million from the state for the new electrical and computer engineering building. Subsequent to that, the Capital Development Board has released $3 million for planning and design purposes, and they're well on their way on that. The project at that time was envisioned in two phases, with phase one budget at $75 million, receiving $45 million from the state and $35 million from private sources. A future phase two was always anticipated at $20 million from other sources. Subsequent progress in the programming and design of the project has indicated efficiency and economy by merging this into one single phase project. The CDB has recently added $2.5 million, and I would state for the record that it is also included in the current capital budget that is moving its way through Springfield.